إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said قد أفلح من تزكى. He has become successful who purified himself. My brothers and sisters, this is from Cairo. Arrived here yesterday. It's always fascinating city and wonderful people. Alhamdulillah, may Allah protect this country and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this country an example for the rest of the world about how a Muslim country should be and how a Muslim country, if it is run properly, then it is the most attractive place for anyone to live in. The most beautiful place for anyone to want to bring up their children in, and so on. So make a lot of dua, inshallah. Challenges are huge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the people who are in the positions of leadership to do that which is pleasing to Him and to help them with His strength and with His wisdom. I began with this ayah in the hope that, inshallah, maybe, biznillahi ta'ala, we will do a series on the issues of tarbiyah from another perspective. And that perspective is when we go to a muslih, when we go to a mentor, when we go to somebody for our islah, when we go to a sheikh, what should our attitude be? How must we approach this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about purification. He is saying that the one who purified himself is successful. So when I go for purification now, what is it that I must be mentally prepared for? Because without that mental preparation, then the chances are that I may have a good intention, and I may go to the sheikh with the intention of purifying myself, but then there is shaitan always there, and therefore shaitan comes in the way and blocks me from benefiting from the teacher. So what must my attitude be? I remind myself, and I remind you, that the first and foremost thing that I must convince myself is that I need this purification, that I am sick, that I am sick with an illness which is worse than cancer, because cancer ends with death. Cancer ends with successful cancer treatment, or cancer, at any rate, the pain of it, the suffering of it, no matter how much it might be, ends with death. But the sickness that I have, which is the sickness of the hardness of the heart, which is the sickness of the big biceps of the nafs, a sickness of a strong nafs full of desire, a sickness of a hard heart, a sickness of a clever brain that cloaks the desires of the nafs in a beautiful white thobe and puts a lovely beard on it and puts a hijab on it and puts a turban on its head and makes this desire of the nafs look like the Shaykhul Haram. Right? So the desire of the nafs does not come forth in its ugliness, but it is covered by the cloak of religion. That is my state. And if that is my state, and I am the one to decide whether this indeed is my state or not, and remember that I can only fool myself. I can tell myself that this does not apply to me, this is not my state, I am totally and fully and completely mukhlis. I am 100% dedicated only and only to Allah. I can say all of these stories to myself. And alhamdulillah, if they are true, there is no problem. But if they are not true, then the fact remains that I am sick. And if I am sick, then this sickness is a sickness that does not end with death. This sickness is a sickness that will continue into the qabr, onto the field of hashar, and then will take me to a place where I don't want to go. So my brothers and sisters, the first and foremost thing, if you are serious about tarbiyah, is to ask yourself this question. Am I sick? Am I sick? And if the answer is, I am not sick, then that is the surest sign that you are sick. There is no surer sign than that for a human being, for a Muslim to say that I don't need tarbiyah, is the absolute 100 reliable, 100% reliable, undeniable sign that you need tarbiyah, that you need tazkiyatun nafs. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that it all begins with accepting that I am sick. And I don't even want to go beyond this today, because this is the problem of our world today, that encapsulating. We want everything in a capsule, right? We want everything short. We want everything in 5 minutes. And everything refers to things that have the potential to do good for me forever and ever. But things, nobody asks for a football match in a capsule. Nobody asks for a cricket match in 5 minutes, right? Nobody asks for a movie for 10 minutes. No. We're talking about deen. Deen must come in bite sizes. Deen must come in a pre-packaged form that I find acceptable. Deen must submit itself to my current state. I have the attention span of a mentally retarded monkey, and therefore deen must be presented to me in 30-second bits. And if that doesn't happen, then Mr. Sheikh, you must learn how to present deen. You get the point I'm making? You get the point I'm making? What does this point to? It points to the fact that my nafs is supreme. That I am Abdul Nafs. I am not Abdullah. I am Abdul Nafs. I am the slave of my nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what happens to the people who are enslaved by their nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very, very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you not seen those who have made their hawa, who have made their desires, their nafs, their desires, their ilah, they worship their nafs, they worship their desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, are you going to be their wakil? Are you going to intercede for them? Are you going to make sifarish for them? Are you going to recommend them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. Kal anam, they are like animals, they are like cattle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they're even worse than that. Because cattle worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that this ayah refers to, inshallah, it does not refer to the Muslims. But every ayat of the Quran is a reminder for us to think and to reflect on and say that even though the asbabun nuzul of this ayah may be different, this ayat may have come for some other people, but are there any qualities in me today which are like the qualities of the people for whom this ayah came? And if those qualities are good, alhamdulillah, I am very happy with myself. I am very happy with the mercy of Allah. But if those qualities are not good, then it is only sensible to remind ourselves and to correct ourselves. And therefore, first and foremost step in tarbiyah is to ask yourself and say, and remind yourself and say, I am the one who is sick. The sheikh is not sick. The mentor is not sick. This muslih is not sick. That is his problem. Even if he is sick, let him go and find another mentor. I am sick and I am going to this doctor. If I am ill, I am going to the doctor. When I go to the doctor, I don't ask the doctor,
Doctor, how are you feeling? Have you ever heard this patient going to the doctor and saying, Doctor, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Right? Do you have any problems? I mean, maybe you got some high blood pressure, or maybe you have diabetes or something, doctor? Have you ever heard this? Have you ever heard a patient going to the doctor and saying, he's going to the doctor, he's got a stomach ache, he's got a problem, he probably has a tumor in his brain, who knows? He's going to the doctor, and then when he goes to the doctor, he's not talking about his symptoms, he's not talking about his issues, he's saying, doctor, are you okay? Right? Are you okay? Is everything okay with you? I mean, do you have any health issues? Have you ever heard this? Right? No. But when we go to the Muslih, when we go to the Sheikh, what is it that we do? So let's be very clear. If you are sick and you've gone to the hospital, you've gone to the doctor, you're going there for yourself. You're not going there for the doctor. So be very clear. We'll come to next step by step, inshallah. Today, very simple. Just ask yourself, are you sick? Do you need tazkiyah? Do you need purification of your heart? Do you need tarbiyah? Do you need guidance on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's stay with that. And if the answer is yes, then we go ahead tomorrow. If the answer is no, then you can delete this and you don't have to listen to any of these further reminders from tomorrow. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.